Today our Lord presents to us the wounds of Christ. These wounds are not simply marks of suffering. They are, as the prophet Isaiah and Apostle Peter have written, the very wounds by which we are healed. From the wounded body of our resurrected Lord flows three witnesses which testify to the truth of Jesus Christ. They are the Spirit and the water and the blood, says John. These three witnesses are not only point to the earthly ministry of Jesus, but also to his ongoing work among us. So let's consider more closely each one of these three witnesses. The Spirit. The Spirit, as Jesus says, reminds us of all things. He reminds us that he hovered over the face of the waters at creation. He breathed life into the nostrils of Adam. He descended upon Jesus at his baptism, affirming him as God's beloved Son, the anointed Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The same Spirit Jesus yielded up in his dying breath on the cross. The very same Spirit which he breathed upon his disciples on the day of resurrection. This Spirit he continues to breathe at every pulpit and font and altar in all of Christendom. He is God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of peace and life and salvation. The water. The water testifies of creation, which in the beginning the Spirit hovered over the face thereof. It reminds us of the mist which came up from the earth to water the whole face of the earth. It reminds us of the great flood and all the other acts of destruction and salvation which God worked for his people of old by water. The water also testifies of our Lord's baptism in the Jordan River, to his countless miracles and teachings which included water. And most certainly, it reminds us of that blessed water which flowed from Christ's pierced side on the cross, from his wounds. The water reminds us of Christ's institution of holy baptism, in which we ourselves are baptized into his death and into his resurrection, begotten from above, born of water and of the Spirit, washed and marked as God's own beloved children, as Casey was this morning. The blood. The blood testifies that we are God's creatures, formed from the ground, taken from man's side, made in the image of God, man and woman, in whose flesh was life, and the life was in the blood. It reminds us of the blood which was shed to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve after the fall, the blood which foreshadowed the greater sacrifice to come, which was to restore mankind to God in truth and purity forever. The blood testifies to the blood of Jesus, who shares our humanity, a son of Adam, to his incarnate deity, our Emmanuel, our God with us, who for us men and for our sakes became like us in every way, except without sin, who in anguish went to the garden to sweat drops of blood and poured out his lifeblood on Golgotha's cross. This he did to propitiate God's wrath against us. His blood, that sprinkled blood, speaks a better word than the blood of Abel crying from the ground for vengeance, a better word than the blood of goats and bulls on Jewish altars slain, which cried continually year by year as a reminder of sin. This blood, the blood of Christ, is the blood of the atonement. The blood which he shed once for all. The blood which clothes our nakedness and covers our shame. The blood which cries out, Tetelestai, it is finished. This blood is the true drink given on our altars. The blood of the new covenant poured out for you for the remission of sins. These three bear witness on earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree as one. One testimony flowing from the wounded body of Christ. One testimony manifesting the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. The testimony of God Himself, which grants us authority to become full partakers of His Son's life, His death, His resurrection. The Spirit and the water and the blood which flowed from Christ's deep wounds and great breath. These are not signifiers of dying defeat, but the eternal living witnesses of His victory. Through the same, our resurrected Lord imparts to us this victory and enables us to live in the reality of His resurrected life here and now. In eternal communion with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and with all the saints in heaven on earth, victors who have overcome the world. And so, my brethren, if you're struggling in our victory, if you're doubting like Thomas or despairing like Israel, if you're saying, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off, then hear the victory which God has testified concerning His Son. The risen Jesus who was crucified, He has arisen. He is your Lord and your God. Here is the Spirit. Here is the water. Here is the blood. Here is God's testimony. His Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are God's children. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That is, if we indeed now suffer with Him, that with Him we too may be glorified. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. So let us also bear this testimony in our bodies. Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us bear the stigmata of Jesus in our own flesh and see in our wounds the marks of Christ. By the Spirit and the water and the blood, God conforms us to the image of His crucified Son, by whom we also become living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. A people who live not for themselves, but for Him and for others. Saints of God who endure suffering with patience and faith. Beloved children who battle against Satan and sin, who stand against injustice, who serve the needy, who forgive as they are forgiven, and love as He has loved us. For the sake of our brethren, we pick up our crosses and follow Jesus. We carry in our own bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our bodies. And this, for this purpose, so that those who behold our living testimony may see not us, but our Jesus. And so cry out to Him who lives and reigns, my Lord and my God. You see, my brethren, we must suffer all for the sake of the gospel, so that those who do not know Him may yet receive the same testimony and have life in His name. The testimony that flows from Him and now flows through us. The testimony of the Spirit and the water and the blood, which affirms God's grace, conforms us to Christ's image, and manifests that victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And behold, the testimony of God came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. We stand to sing the offertory.